Well, good morning. We're happy to share with you our Health Equity Resource Toolkit from the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity at CDC. Thank you for being here. Neither Stephen nor I have any, relationships to disclose. A brief overview of this presentation. I will start off by providing a quick background in terms of the need for the document that we've created. I will briefly share how we plan to develop that document, including the content and the organization. And then I'll hand it over to Stephen to talk more in depth about the content of the toolkit, the information included, and where you can find it, how you can access it. So I won't go into the obesity rates, we've seen those maps, but I will say that in addition to those population-wide trends, we know that obesity affects some groups more than others and can be associated with age, income, education, gender, race, ethnicity, and geographic region, and disability, which is not included on this slide, I'm sorry. So for the toolkit planning process, given what we know about the rates and the disparate groups, we decided to hold an expert panel in May of 2011. And in fact, one of the expert panelists is actually here in the room. Dr. Alice Ammerman from UNC is in the back of the room. We convened experts in nutrition, physical activity and obesity, health disparities, and SMEs from CDC. And we asked them to help us come up with a way to provide guidance to our funded state health departments in the work that they do that could incorporate a health equity lens. We discussed known data. We identified gaps. We garnered methodologies, tools, and resources. And we focused the expert panel on three strategies that you see on the screen. Increasing access to fruit and vegetables via healthy food retail with a focus on underserved communities. Engaging in physical activity that can be achieved by increased opportunities for walking with a focus on the disabled community. And promotion of healthy beverage choices with an emphasis on access to fresh, clean water with a focus on adolescents. So we charged them with working through all of these issues and coming up with a process by which we had some guidance, some how-to guidance that we could use in an applied toolkit, which became our Health Equity Resource Toolkit for state practitioners addressing obesity disparities. And it includes translated, actionable approaches. And the goal is to assist public health practitioners with a systematic approach to program planning using a health equity lens. So I'm going to turn it over now to Stephen, and he'll talk more about the toolkit. Thank you.
Thanks, Gail. I'm Stephen James. I've served as the project manager on this project with the contracting organization. It's a company called Symetrica working with CDC in the development of the toolkit. So I'll talk a little bit about what the toolkit actually contains and what it's intended to do. So I guess first of all I should say, I think Gail may have mentioned this, but the audience that we were sort of focusing on were state-level health departments and practitioners, people who are perhaps CDC grantees. And I think the challenge that we really encountered in trying to develop the toolkit was to develop something that was simple enough for states who may not be, as advanced in their health equity knowledge or activities, but to also be robust enough that it would be, something that other states that, are a little more advanced would also want to look at. So that was, I think quite a challenge to try to do something like that would be, accessible and useful for all states. So the toolkit, I guess, overall has an emphasis on the socio-ecological model, which I'm sure many of you, if not all of you in the room, are familiar with. And it was used in the toolkit as a way to frame the thinking about obesity disparities and how they can be addressed. And then, of course, also, keeping with the theme of this session, policy systems and environmental approaches and interventions were stressed as a, as the way to address obesity disparities as opposed to individual level types of interventions, with the idea being there, the last bullet, that we would have broader and more sustainable population impact than the individually oriented approaches. And this is just, of course, the SEM model. This is sort of our little schematic that we developed for the toolkit. And, primarily we're looking at the outer three bands in terms of policy systems and environmental level approaches. And then, of course, over on the side, you can see the idea being that intervention or activities at those levels would hopefully have a larger impact than things further down or more central to the diagram. So the toolkit includes a six-step planning process to guide implementation of effective responses to obesity disparities. This came out of, I think, the expert panel that we convened along with CDC, looking back at the discussion and notes from that meeting, and then also, doing some work, with CDC and internally with Symetrica, just sitting down and thinking about, what is a sort of a straightforward, simple process that we thought, states might be able to follow and give them a little bit more structure in terms of thinking about how to address obesity disparities. So I'll talk a little bit more about and show you the planning process on the next slide. And of course, one of the big things that we were trying to focus on in the toolkit was to address disparities through a health equities lens. So we continually tried to refocus the reader or the audience on the health equity perspective throughout each of the steps that are covered in the toolkit. And then we also stress the importance of cultural competence throughout. And this is just the diagram of the planning process. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It includes starting with the yellow box at the top, assess and organize and build internal capacity, gather data, develop partnerships, design and select and implement strategies, and of course evaluate and sustain as much as possible. And then in the middle, like I was just mentioning, we have the continuous communication and adaption for cultural competency. And I think it's important to note here that though the process kind of appears linear or circular, the idea is that the steps don't have to necessarily be completed in the order that they appear to be laid out here. For example, a state may have data that would lead them to want to partner with a particular organization, or, that process could happen in reverse where, some sort of relationship already exists that could be leveraged to address disparities based on perhaps new data that was available. So the idea is, just to provide a sort of a structure for states to think about when going through any sort of obesity process. So briefly, what's in the toolkit? So there's a section in the for each of the steps of the planning process that we just talked about in the previous diagram, and each section contains a description of the step and the associated actions that would go along with that step. We really tried to emphasize and find as many practical tools and resources that we could provide to the readership so that they could, move forward in that step. We did a lot of searching and sort of tried to compile what we thought were good resources. And then we also have case studies of successful state-level efforts that successfully addressed obesity disparities. where they're focused on the implementation of the process step that's, you know, in question, or the section that the case study is in. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about what's in each section of the toolkit, just to kind of give you an overview. So the first section, program assessment and capacity building, we talk through, you know, conducting a program assessment. We have a couple of tools that, you know, we highlight in, within the toolkit, and provide links out to resources there, including a health equity impact assessment and a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats analysis. Then we, building program capacity and infrastructure through development and execution of an action plan. So we provide resources there for staff capacity building and training and equity and obesity. You know, so we have things there such as resources that are available for on-site, you know, coming to a location and providing guidance and equity. Also, you know, some online resources or trainings, and then there's also some online static material that you know, states could use to hopefully build capacity within their state. So, gather and use data. The idea here is to use data to determine sort of the obesity landscape. Excuse me. And help focus areas for, you know, concentration of efforts. So, you know, using data to identify, you know, both priority populations and then environmental or social factors that are contributing to the disparities within individual state. And then we talk through different types of data. You can see there are listed several different kinds that we talk through within the toolkit. And then try to provide examples of those different kinds of data and links to, you know, some sources of data. So they're sort of compiled there for states to go look at, so they don't have to go searching necessarily on their own. I mean, of course, you know, they might want to do that if there's data available, or if there's, you know, some sort of process that they want to undertake to gather their own data. But we try to, as much as possible, you know, sort of aggregate some data that might be useful to the different states. So developing partnerships. So we talk about the value of partnerships, and I think in you know, Dr. Yoshida's presentation, she you know, talked about that quite a bit. So you know, there's the shared and pooled resources through partnerships. Strength and power in numbers, sustainability would be more likely. You know, there's the increased likelihood of developing program champions, and increased flexibility. We also talk about the importance of community participatory approach. So engaging the community or the disparity group, you know, members and stakeholders, and you know, decision making processes. And how to address, you know, disparities or whatever the issue might be that's contributing to the disparity. And then we talk through, you know, some tools and processes to identify, select, and engage partners. And those sub-bullets are just a couple of examples of tools that are in the toolkit, you know, that are available for states to use. So design and select implementation strategies. So we sort of talk through a couple of different steps here that are bulleted on the slide here. You know, so if by this point, you know, we're sort of assuming that, you know, states will have sort of identified some partners and, you know, be able to collaborate with those partners in reviewing data and then engage with the partners in how to address disparities through policy systems and environmental changes. And then going back and using perhaps the health equity impact assessment tool that is highlighted in the toolkit to sort of revise their, you know, sort of options for what they might want to do to address disparities. And then trying to prioritize those, you know, potential options. And we include some tools there in terms of, you know, how do you go about prioritizing, different options or ideas that you might have for addressing disparities. And then, you know, of course, the last step, developing the implementation plan and including the communications plan. So monitor and evaluate progress. You know, we sort of stress the importance of planning for and, you know, of course, evaluating whatever the policy system environmental change effort is. You know, of course, that's important to figure out, you know, not only what the impact is, but to learn lessons for the future so that you can make improvements. We, you know, provide reference to the CDC framework for program evaluation, and then also the Center TRT. It's the Center for Translation. Training, research, and translation. The framework that is sort of an elaboration on the CDC framework for program evaluation. So I think the last step is sustainability. So we try to emphasize and talk about the importance of both internal ensuring internal sustainability and external. So ongoing commitment to health equity internally, ensuring that you have adequate staffing and staff has adequate capacity to continue carrying out equity efforts. And then external, so we've talked about, partnerships, so continuous relationship building and collaboration across multiple sectors, creation of a diverse base of funding, and marketing efforts to promote visibility. And I think I'm running out of time, but I do want to also mention that we do have some case studies within each of the process steps of the toolkit. There's a case study that kind of goes along with that step where, we went out and talked to some different states, and talked through, different programs that they had, developed or implemented, and kind of, to try to emphasize whatever, if it's building partnerships, to stress how, I think the example there is the Connecticut Department of Health and a partnership that they formed there with the YMCA in Connecticut to increase physical activity among African American and Latino youth. So we try to include those case studies within each of the sections to kind of bring the step to life and sort of display how people previously have sort of gone through the step and been successful. Yeah, and I was going to talk through that case study example, but running out of time, so I think I'll skip that for now, but it's in the toolkit, of course. So toolkit availability right now is posted on UNC's Center TRT website, and there's the link for that. I think in the future, I'm not sure if it's there yet. Is it there now? Okay, so it's going to be posted on CDC's website, or Gail was just informing that perhaps it already has been. So on that link there. And then next steps, we're actually, so that now that the toolkit's been developed and it's sort of available out there on the web, the idea is to not just hand over, this document to states and say, here, go, read it and figure out how to use it, but we're developing a web-based guide to sort of guide people on using and implementing the toolkit, which will hopefully, improve uptake and the usability and usefulness of the toolkit. And it'll be available on the same websites once it's finished. I think we're looking at an early next year sort of time frame for that. And one other thing, we do have a flyer in the back that just has a brief information on the sort of synopsis of what the toolkit's all about, and links to where you can access the toolkit. So feel free to pick one of those up on your way out.